On Saturday morning, after the gym, I turned right across Hampton Road to head home. It was quiet, there was barely any traffic in either direction, and I didn't give it a second thought until I almost felt the roar of anger coming from a motorcyclist who pulled up alongside me. He was furious at me, and even though he was talking through his helmet and his beard, I could hear him declare his wish to rip my effing head off. I failed to see him as I turned across the road, and I guess only he knows if my misjudgment nearly killed him. I truly didn't see him. It is completely appropriate that Ian Cameron, the Road Safety Council chairman, joins us this afternoon.
G'day, Jeff.
We heard from Polly Peterson, who's a motorcycle instructor, a short while ago about the numbers of motorcycle deaths this year.
Short answer, we can't put our finger on anything particular. The last 10 years, the rate of motorcycling has more than doubled in WA.
Yeah.
Very popular form of transport, whether that's recreational, leisure riding, returning riders, or whether that's a cheap form of transport that's easy to park. All of those apply. Our growth in WA has outstripped every other state in Australia. So there's certainly an increase in what we would call exposure. More people riding, more risk. Over the last several years, it's been up and down. So we're most concerned this year because it's trending towards our highest, which was 214, and there were 44 people killed on our roads that year.
Yeah.
Year to date, that year it was 33, and we're at 30 now. So this time of the year, dust off. If you're an occasional rider, winter time, and it's dark and wet and it's not so attractive, this time of the year we do now start to expect more people to be getting out on the road, particularly for those recreational, you know, when I can choose to ride. So we are quite worried and ask people to take extra care.
This is a shared responsibility. What do we need to do as drivers to better appreciate their right to be on the road?
I think you hit the nail on the head. It is a shared responsibility. You know, this is not a blame game. This is about stopping crashes. So I think, you know, there's often the expression, and maybe it relates to you, I looked but didn't see.
Yeah.
And that can be sun, that can be the colour of the clothing on the bike. Not to blame the motorcyclist or the cyclist for the clothing they're wearing, but, you know, when it's dark or there's a grey background and that and dark clothing, that can be difficult. And people, you're right. I mean, most vehicles on the road are motor vehicles and people are used to seeing, and often now with daytime running lights and things like that, there's a lot more visibility. So I think it goes back to a very simple and old thing. Don't assume the other person is going to do the right thing. We often talk about breaking road rules or doing the wrong thing. The majority of road users do follow the road rules. Crashes still happen with people who understand and follow the road rules because mistakes or errors do occur. The problem for motorcyclists and cyclists, when somebody makes a mistake, those consequences are severe. Whereas around here, you and I in the city, generally two cars hit each other, relatively low speed, there's a good chance we'll be okay. No such luck for a motorcyclist or a cyclist.